Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel on the entire internet. Today, we come to you on the road. First on the docket, comments about Chris Watts' defenders. Second, keeping the conspiracy theme going, is Jeffrey Epstein alive? Third, sometimes you just can't go home. Fourth, will there be such a thing as the COVID defense? Fifth, Alexis Starkey, no autopsy results yet, but more information. And our dumb criminal contestant of the day and our winner from last week. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button. If you've already done so, that's wonderful, but hit that little bell so that you receive notifications when we go live or put up new content. Today, I'm on the road. I had to do some work, and guess what? Crime Talk 1 is back up and ready to go. Handled amazingly, flew amazing. I am so happy to have Crime Talk 1 back. Now we can go visit crime scenes and bring it to you right there with the facts. First on the docket today, some comments regarding Chris Watts. And I know a lot of people are tired of Chris Watts, and other people cannot get enough of Chris Watts. But the reality of it is, I don't think it's going away anytime soon. Based upon some of the comments that I have seen, some of these people, I do not know what world they are living in. First, we read to you directly from the transcripts, which clearly states in the colloquy between the judge and Christopher Watts that he is pleading guilty and he stipulates to those facts. There are some people out there saying, it's no good. It wasn't under oath. I can tell you, as a practicing attorney who's practiced for 20 plus years in the state of Colorado, I don't think I've ever done a plea in the state of Colorado where the defendant is placed under oath. Now, in the federal system, they do, and they tell you, if you give me false statements, guess what? I'm going to prosecute you for perjury, but it's still the same thing. If Chris Watts were to come in and say, let's say a judge says, fine, I'll give you a hearing. The first thing the prosecutor would do would simply be, Mr. Watts, didn't you say this? Didn't you say this? Didn't you plead guilty? You said that you were doing this of your own free will. You were happy with your attorneys. Oh, you lied then, so why should we believe you now? Not going anywhere. He's going to stay in jail the rest of his life. He's not getting out. I even had people say, well, it was an illegal sentence, therefore he gets out. Don't think it was an illegal sentence, ladies and gentlemen. There were at least three counts of pleading guilty to first-degree murder. Then there were counts related to the children being over 12, sentencing enhancement counts, and then the tampering and etc. He's never going anywhere. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, that there was a mistake made where something should have merged, or there was a consecutive sentence that maybe shouldn't have been imposed, but the court easily could do that. Guess what? Then you go back and you correct an illegal sentence. But that does not mean that the whole case or plea is withdrawn. Completely makes no sense. And these people that I don't understand. If you want to go root for an underdog, go root for somebody who has maintained their innocence from the beginning, actual innocence. Chris Watts confessed to the police. He confessed to the police up at the Dodge Correctional Institution, and he has all but done so to other people. Why can't this just go away? And don't get me wrong, my channel basically started because of Chris Watts, but even, yes, it's time to move on to new cases. Next on the docket, keeping with the conspiracy out there, there's a lot of people who think, obviously, that Jeffrey Epstein, maybe he's not dead, didn't commit suicide. Well, there's a video making its way around the internet right now where someone goes out there and goes to the Jeffrey Epstein ranch in New Mexico. The person on the other side of the fence being filmed pulls out his camera, and the person making the video says that it could be Jeffrey Epstein. He's really alive. The only similarities between Jeffrey Epstein And the guy in the red truck in this particular video is he is a white male. That is about it. That is not Jeffrey Epstein. But if that's what keeps the conspiracy people happy, then so be it. But I urge everyone, let's look at facts. Next on the docket, sometimes you just can't go home. Well, David Barnes is a resident of the great state of Colorado, and he is being charged with attempted murder and burglary. Apparently, he thought it would be a good idea to go over to his ex-wife's house in the wee hours of the morning. That's right, at 1 a.m. Apparently thinks he was going to have a chat. Guess what? He's the ex-husband. He's no longer invited. You can't just come in. That's a burglary. Then when you get into an argument and a shot is fired, guess what? The police call that attempted murder. Ladies and gentlemen, when the divorce is over, it's over. Let it go. Move on. You don't just come over uninvited and think we're going to chat, particularly with firearms. Now, Mr. Barnes is currently being held with a no bond hold until he can see a judge where they will set a bond. I doubt that's exactly the way he thought the conversation was going to go. Next on the docket, will there be a COVID defense? Well, a personal trainer from California has some explaining to do. Well, actually, he doesn't really have to because he has a Fifth Amendment right at this point. But first responders went to the home of a personal trainer. When the first responders went to the house, what did they find? A 12-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl who had been decapitated. The prime suspect is their father. The personal trainer, a gentleman by the name of Maurice Taylor, apparently people were concerned. Apparently he was having difficulties with paying his bills, being a personal trainer, and what have you. And when the first responders went to the house because of the gas leak, that's how they discovered the bodies, his two children. Can you imagine that? Well, guess what? People are already starting to come up for excuses of this. People have speculated that he may have possibly decapitated his children because of the economy, the closure of schools and public places amid the coronavirus, paired with close living quarters, sparked a stressful environment for the family. Can you believe that? Ladies and gentlemen, I do not care how close you live. I do not care how frustrating life can be. I cannot think a reasonable person would think it'd be okay to decapitate your two children. No, it is not okay. There will be no COVID defense. Yes, the Mr. Barnes of the world should scare lots of people. And that is why everyone should get a background subscription service. Go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up. It's easy. Yes, there's a small nominal fee, but when you pay it, you can search as many people as you want anonymously. So imagine, since Mr. Barnes is free out there in the market, that he was maybe out there dating in the world. Don't you think it'd be nice to know a little bit more about him? Certainly it would. So now, so if someone were to run his name, they would get information regarding his social media, his emails, phone numbers, criminal history, property records, divorce records, all the things that are important when you decide, maybe I want to be involved with this person a little more. Go check them out. Go to crimetalksearch.com. You'll be absolutely happy you did. Next on the docket, Alexis Sharkey's autopsy is still not complete. But the man who found Alexis Starkey's body speaks out. He described it as simply disturbing. Now, some people have said that the person who last saw Ms. Starkey, her husband, who a lot of people said that there were concerns about their relationship, but Mr. Starkey believes that Mrs. Starkey was simply stressed out and depressed and that he had nothing to do with her disappearance. We will certainly give him the presumption of innocence like we do anyone in any particular case. But if anyone has any information about Ms. Starkey's death, please contact the police. That's the Houston Police Department. But Ms. Starkey was found dead at 1000 Red Hawk Lane at about 8:30 a.m. Central Time on November 28th near Interstate 10. Somebody had to have seen something. If somebody has information, contact the Houston Police Department Homicide Division at 713-308-3600. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. The Jackson, Mississippi police are looking for this rocket scientist who thought it would be a good idea to rob a bank and then inside pulling his mask down. Now, how many times have we talked about it here on Crime Talk? One of the things that the prosecutor always has to prove is identity. They have to prove that it was in fact the defendant, not someone that looked like the defendant, not someone using the defendant's ID, but it was in fact the defendant. Well, guess what? It makes it a heck of a lot easier when they don't know your identification for the defendant to be found not guilty. For example, remember last week we talked about the too tall bandit that no one had ever seen? Why? He must be a watcher of Crime Talk because he knows you gotta cover up your identity. Well, if anyone has information about this rocket scientist, there is a reward waiting for you. And guess what? You are our dumb criminal contestant of the day. And if you in fact are the winner for this week, you shall receive a Crime Talk mug. Now, the winner from last week is Paul Kijik. That's right. He's the gentleman that was a little intoxicated, got kicked out of the Uber after he got kicked out of the bar, then started dancing around, telling everybody that he was Rick James' bitch. That's right. He is our dumb criminal contestant of the week. And Mr. Kijik, we will get you that Crime Talk mug for your collection. Hopefully you won't be drinking booze out of it. Maybe you've gone sober by the time that you'll receive it and only be sipping water, maybe some Red Bull, or maybe some good old coffee. Thanks for watching. Have a wonderful day. Sorry about my casual attire, but we are on the road today. But Crime Talk 1 is up and ready to go. We'll see you tomorrow on Crime Talk.